Hey, we're discussing the need for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar when it comes to Minyan HaShlichus, when it comes to Bitul HaShlichus. And we left off with a great, great Chiddush of the Rambam Shita. One would think the answer is either yes or no. And we saw several different deos and tosos, three deos and tosos. And the Rambam all of a sudden distinguishes between various forms of Shlichus. The Rambam HaChosishus Perakim Alachat Esvav writes when it comes to cases of Kedushin. Who is appointing the shliach? Is the Baal doing so? Or is the shliach of the Isha? And the Rambam writes, the great Kiddush, that if this is a shliach HaBaal, there is no need for Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar at all. Why? The Rambam tells you the exact reason, because after all, shlichus is not a davar shebe erva. Shlichus is halacha b'chol HaTorah kula. After all, we assume that Bakol, the Rambam writes. The Rambam says explicitly, Bakol. Shlucho shel adam kamoso ve'ein tzorech eidim. And the Rambam gives you an example. Your mafresh chumas and maestros. So of course they're shlichus. Now that's one of the makoros of shlichus. Kein tarimu gam atem. Gam atem is l'rabel shluchachem. You can be mafresh chumas and maestros al yedei shliach. You need eidim? You need eidim for that? Of course not. So the Rambam writes, if you don't need eidim for afreshes chumas and maestros, why in the world would you need Eidim for Shlichus, for Chol HaTorah Kula? And the Ravid says, how in the world? Shlichus is the same as whatever theme you're dealing with. So Shlichus or Chumas and Maestros is Dino ke Chumas and Maestros. And Shlichus and Kedushin is Dino ke Kedushin. So Chumas and Maestros, of course, doesn't require Eidim. No, that was the Rashi in Gittin HaBeis and HaBeis. And the Gemara says that Eidach HaNem B'Surin, Rashi says, Hafroshas Trumas and Maestros, no? So of course, from Minu Shlichus of Isurim, you don't require Eidim. But for Shlichus of a Dover Sheba Erva, of course you require. Why would you assume that we don't apply the principle of Ein Dover Sheba Erva, Pachos Mishnayim? Whether this woman is a Pnuya, an Eishasish, a Grusha, all depends on the integrity of the Shliach. How can you argue that that is not considered to be a davar shebe erva? Okay? So you understand the Rambam Shita. Shlichus is shlichus. Okay? We pointed out, ooh, this is incredibly, incredibly l'shitas. Because just in a word, oh, and that's the Reb Chaim, Perek Dal Levilchusim Machalitza, that even the principle of ein davar shebe erva pachos mishnayim, that you require eidus l'kiyum davar, is not a halacha in chalos davar shebe erva, but rather it's halacha in das davar sheba erva, and that's a fundamental machlokas rishonim. Maybe one could argue poshav shat, a chalos davar sheba erva requires eidus l'kiyum davar. And what's an example of a chalos davar sheba erva? You name it. No, erisin, nisuin, yibum, chalitza, of course. The Rambam does not have eidus l'kiyum davar in nisuin. The Rambam doesn't have eidus l'kiyum davar in yibum, not in cases of Chalitza. Why exactly is that true? Because the Rambam Shita Reb Chaim explains is that Eidus L'Kiyum HaDavar is a function of Das. Das Davar Sheba Erva. In a word, I would explain it as follows. No? That is Yesoda Reb Chaim. There are different levels of Das B'Chol HaTorah Kula. Certain things, it's enough to have a lower level of Das. Certain things require a mid-range of Das. Certain things require the highest level of Das. No? If I ask you what is the lowest level of Das, you know what you're going to tell me? Das Hafla. Das Hafla. No? Take a look at that Rambam, the section of Hafla. No? Shvuis, Nidarin. That's the lowest level of Das. Ish ki Yafli. What does Yafli mean? You ready for this finish? Amufla Samuch Leish. Amufla Samuch Leish. Wow. You know what that means? A child even before Bar Mitzvah. Even before Bar Mitzvah. A muflash samach leish who knows what he's doing. He can make a shvuah, he can make a neder, and guess what? That's binding min haTorah. That's binding min haTorah. A katan, samach legadlus, already has what we call das hafla. That's pretty significant. That's pretty significant. I'll tell you something astounding. I want you to think about it. Tell me whether this is right, tell me if this is wrong. He's not yet bar mitzvah. He's only like 12 years old. So, you know, fasting on Yom Kippur, chinuch, a mishnah yumandav, pei beis, maybe sometimes remekel for chinuch when it comes to fasting. So you're ready for this chiddush, right? You think about it and you tell me tomorrow. Well, yeah, but you know what? My son said tefillah zakah. No? Are you not mechanech your kids to say tefillah zakah? And in tefillah zakah, you know what he said? I'm accepting Yom Kippur, and that means I'm accepting Bistra Malach, and I'm accepting all the Inuyim. And guess what? He's a Muflus Samachlish. He's a Muflus Samachlish. So I'll tell you in a pretty astounding Kiddush now that a Katan is Chayiv to fast in Yom Kippur Midaraisa, not because of Din Yom Kippur, because of the Kabbalah to fast on Yom Kippur of a Muflus Samachlish. That's pretty heavy, no? That's pretty heavy. No? Is that true? Is that not true? That the Kabbalah of Tefillah Zakah is more chomer than Yom HaKippurim? Because a katan has das hafla? Katan has das hafla. Wow. That's a fascinating thing to think about, no? That's the lowest level of das. Das hafla. And I'll tell you something. A neder is the easiest to make, and like the jingle, no? And it's the easiest to break, no? How do you break your neder? Break your shvua? Hafara, hatara, no? It's the easiest to make, it's the easiest to break, no? When it comes, for example, the Mecca Chomemkar, no. Das Mecca Chomemkar requires godless. And guess what? I have incredible charata that I made this business deal, because it really went bust. You know what the answer is? So hopefully you'll learn next time. No, but Pesach and charata is not going to help your business deal, no? You can't be mater neder on Mecca Chomemkar. No? It's harder to make, it's harder to break. Is there a Swiss Hazara? Oh, there is a Swiss Hazara of Tol Kedei Dibur. Das Dover Shaverva. That's the highest level of Das, no? That means it's not even enough just to go ahead and to state, but you need Eidus Lekima Dover. This is something that has to manifest Bifneid and publicly. When I'll tell you the following Kiddush. Davar Shaverav is the hardest to make. It is the Kima Davar. It's the hardest to break. No? Hardest to break. A guy gets married. A guy gets divorced. Guess what? He realizes, Tol Kedei Dibur, he's making the mistake of his life. No? And he says, never mind. You know the Gemara, no? The very end of Maseches Nedarim. There's no Schus Chazar of Tol Kedei Dibur when it comes to Gittin Kedushin. You know what the Ran writes? Because this is so serious. You know, I maybe went to the store and bought something without thinking it through. But you got married without thinking it through. You got divorced without thinking it through. There's no schus chazara whatsoever. That's the highest level of das. And the Rambam Shita, that you know what? The das davar shiva requires eidus lekima davar. And if you have a davar shiva erev aware, you don't require das. Right? Ooh, ibum chalitza. Guess what? There's no need for eidus lekima davar. So it fits in very, very well. The Maisa Kedushin is Das Davar Sheva Erva. The Minu Shlichus is Shlichus B'chala Tarakula. That's Das B'chala Tarakula. That's not Das Davar Sheva Erva. That's what the Rambam stresses. Bakol. Shluchos Shalom Kamosa. There's nothing unique here of the function of Shlichus. This is Das B'chala Tarakula. This is not something that is elevated as Das Davar Sheva Erva. So guess what? The Rambam writes, you don't need it, it's the Kima Davar. You don't need it, it's the Kima Davar. That's a fascinating Kiddush that the Rambam writes, no? But that Rambam now, even with understanding part one, what about part two? The Rambam writes, this is only true when it comes to the Das Ha'ish. When it comes to the woman, she goes in and appoints a Shliach to accept the Kedushin, or she appoints a Shliach to accept Gerushin, all of a sudden the Rambam writes that requires. It is the Kima Davar. That's something which is stunning. Now, the Rama writes, Ha'ish sha'asa shliach l'kadesh isha. Ah, then you don't require Eidim. That's only something which is cases of the Bir HaDavar. And therefore, nothing more is necessary. But not true when it comes to a woman. The woman requires Eidus l'kima davar for minu shlichus. That's something which is striking. And the same is true when it comes to Gerushin, no? Paragvav, Avokas Gerushin. The Rambam writes that, you know what, that a man who goes ahead and appoints a shliach lahalacha, you don't require his lekima davar, but there is mafurish. But a woman who goes ahead and appoints a shliach to accept her get, there it's clear that hu hanikra shliach kabbalah. And the Rambam writes, v'tzricha la'asosa v'shnei edin. Shlichus lekabbalah requires edus lekima davar, and not shlichus which is lahalacha. Those are stunning. Now that Rambam. Number one is the Chiddush of the Rambam, that okay, we explain, cool, no, the Shitasei, wow. But now you have to explain the nuance. Why in the world does the Rambam write that this is true when it comes to him and not when it comes to her? Well, the reason it's true when it comes to him is because this is Shlichus V'Chol HaTorah Kula. I guess you have to finish the sentence, no? But when it comes to her, this is not Shlichus V'Chol HaTorah Kula. No, this is just not Kedushin. This is what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, you don't need Eidus L'Kim HaTorah because this is like Shumas Maestros, V'Chol, Shlichus Shonim Kamoso. And I guess the fact that she can appoint the shliach does not fit into that method of bakol, shulcho shalom kamoso. Why in the world not? So we started to discuss. Tradition daf mem aleph. The Gemara has a separate gzeiras hakasa for shlichus lekabbalah. Wow. Even though I know shlichus min alam, tradition daf mem aleph min aleph. The Gemara says we have a separate gzeiras hakasa to tell us that she can appoint the shliach. V'shilcha malamed shehi osa shliach. Wow. Even though I know shlichus. But I need another pasuk to tell me that she can appoint a shliach. Because I would have said only he and not her. So that's what bothers the Tosfos HaRash. Why in the world? Once you know that shlichus works, so there should be a model. Bakol. B'chol HaTorah Kula shlichus works. So that's exactly the kash of the Tosfos HaRash that Amai Tzara Trei Karai. Once the Gemara already establishes that shlichus works, why do you need an extra pasuk to tell us that you can have shlichus lekabbalah? So Tosfos HaRash writes the following, because wait a second. I understand that he can appoint a shliach for the purpose of gerushin, because eino megarish al midato, because gerushin requires das habal. But an ish is miskareshes bal karcha. How in the world do you envision shlichus if Aisha miskareshes falkarcha? Oh, that's why you require a separate gzeiras hakasa. So what exactly does that mean? So we couple that with the Sugim Ksuvas, Daf, Ayin Dalet. There the Gemara places two dinim together and Tosfos is bothered by the link. Milsa de Issa b'shlichus, Issa b'tnai. Lesha b'shlichus, Lesha b'tnai. Two hagdaros, shlichus and tnai, go hand in hand. Tosfos is very bothered. Why? Right? Uma svar yesh kan. That's what Tosfos says. Why do these things two go together? The Torah is a parsha of shlichus. The Torah is a parsha of tnai. Now, I understand. Two different parshas entirely. Shlichus is based on Karban Pesach, based on Gittin, based on Kedushin. Tnai is based on B'nai Godem Meruven. Why in the world do you assume that shlichus and tnai go hand in hand? So Tosfos says, maybe you could say, because Chalukas Eretz Yisrael was done al yedei tnai, b'nei Gad ben Reuven, imirav v'chalutzim, and it was also done through some form of representation, some agency. No, the Gemara has many possibilities how that works. Either shlichus, or zechia, or apitropis. One thing is clear is that, you know what, nasi echad, the nasi, on behalf of the Shevet, divided Eretz Yisrael. So there was some type of representation. And there are three models of representation. Shlichus, Zechiyah, Apitropis, and Hevi Lomdus. What's the relationship between all three of these? But for us now, there was some representation. And it was then all Tanai. So a chok. No? That Shlichus and Tanai go hand in hand. So Tosfos says, it's a chok. It's just a chok. Masra Yeshkam. Why should you put these two things together? So Tosfos writes, it's far from a chok. You know what the common denominator between shlichus and tnai is? Tosfos says, unbelievable. No, kol kach biyada. No, you know what? Biyadi. We discuss this in Avbeis. No, there's a nemonos which is called biyada. Biyada. Something is mine. The Torah empowers. The Torah presents a Mesiras Koach. You are the Bailin. You're the Bala Chalos. You're the Bal HaMaisa. You know what? Bailus has certain ramifications. You know what? If you're the Baldover, you're the Bailin, guess what? You can do this, you can do that. You can gift, you can sell. You can gift, you can sell conditionally. You can gift, you can sell through agency, a Mesiras Koach. The ability to appoint a Shliach and the ability to fix a Tanai all boils down to the same word, Bailus. Bailus. So that's the indicator. Milsa de Issa b'shlichus, Issa b'tanai. That's why these two halachas should go hand in hand. If somehow you don't have the capacity to, that indicates that you don't have the din bailin, you're not the bala chalos, in which case you cannot go ahead and do so in any shape or form. That's something which is pretty striking. Tosa says that's why the Gemara tells us that milsa de Issa b'shlichus, Issa b'tanai. That's something which is critical. Rabbi Chanan points out, Kovisaris Simen Ayin Vav. This is one of the most classic pieces in Rabbi Chanan. He says, realize, you know what? There are many parashiyos in the Torah that require an act. An act. Maisa Kedushin, Maisa Gerushin, Maisa Kinyan, Maisa Shlita, Maisa Yibum, Maisa Chalitza. There are a lot of institutions that require an act, but you should realize they break down into two parts. They break down into two parts. In all those cases, do I control the act? Yeah, I can or cannot perform that activity. I'm the Bala Maisa, I understand that. Let me ask you the following critical question. Are you the Bala Chalos? Actions are impactful. To what extent do you have any say over the effect, the impact, the tosa, the poyotse? Do you have any control over? Or is that something that happens me'ileha, me'mela? That happens simply because, you know what? Certain forces, dinei ha-Torah, kick in. You know? What exactly are you responsible for? What are you responsible for? You know, the Moshe Rabbeinu can wave a maten, the seek and split, no? But, what exactly was done al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu? Al yedei Moshe Rabbeinu. No? What was the role of Kadosh Baruch Hu in Kriyas Yamsuf? No? When do you assume that, you know what? Yeah, this was the tool. This was the vehicle. But you know what? I recognize that this is not something I can replicate. This is not something I can ever go ahead and do. So Rabbi Chanan points out, you have to realize, sometimes a chalos is generated al yedei Adam. And sometimes the chalos is generated al yedei ha-Torah. It's a davra ba-me-mela, and I have no dominion over the chalos. I have no dominion over the chalos. I cannot change, I cannot alter, I cannot do anything at all. Anything at all. For example, when it comes to a typical kinyan, I'm not just a bala maisa. I'm the bala chalos. You know what? I have a right, the home is mine. I can gift you, I can sell you this home. And you know what? I can affix all different types of conditions to the sale or the giving of this home. Because as the Baal Habayis, I have a right too. Let's assume when it comes to other cases. Oh, for example, Shchita. Is there a Maisa Shchita? You better believe there's a Maisa Shchita, no? Shchita has an incredible Maisa. We call that Koh Gavra. A Shchita is not a Shchita Ksher unless it was generated by a person. Well, shchita requires koach avra. If just a gravitational force does a shchita, guess what? That's not called a zavachta. Shchita absolutely requires a koach avra. But do I have any dominion over the chalos? The chalos ha-shchita? Whether the animal is nevela, whether the animal is a shchuta, whether there's nisra of Eber Menachai, whether there's not. Do I have any control over that? You know, it's true that there's a requisite act, but the tosav, the poyotse, guess what? I am completely detached. That's a big difference between Kedushin and Shchita. No? Kedushin on the Bala Chalos. When it comes, however, to Shchita, I certainly am not. And what's the nafkamina? Whether yes or whether no. Oh, I'll ask you the following. Can I affix a tnai? Can I make a tnai for Mekka Komemkar? Of course. Can I make a tnai when it comes to getting a gerushin? Of course. The muskel rishon, the default positions, I have a right to make a tnai. Why can't I have a gerushin, which is al tnai? Why can't I have a kedushin, which is al tnai? Any limitation of a get al tnai must be because of something else. You know, if I affix a tnai that is a perpetual, a permanent, an ongoing tnai, maybe that's a separate problem, no? You know what? This guy was responsible for the breakup of your marriage. So you know what? Hare at magoreshesli chutz laploni, but not him, no? That means that you're constantly bound regarding that person. Oh, the Gemara says, you know what's wrong with that? Not the tnai, what's wrong with that? It's not a sefer krisos. The get doesn't create a permanent severance. There's still a connection. The isha is still tethered to the Baal. That's not a problem in tnai, that's a problem in a get kursa, no? But of course, get in kedushin, you can make a tnai. Can I make a tnai when it comes to shchita? Can I make a tnai when it comes to shchita? That you know what, this scoundrel, you know what, the shchita should be chal for everyone, but not for him. Not for him. No? It's not healthy for him to eat meat, no? So I'll do a ma'aseh shchita, that the heter shchita should not be chal l'gabei ploni. So that's ridiculous. Why is that so ridiculous? Rabbi Chanan writes exactly that point, because you're not the Baal HaChalos. The heter shchita is not dependent on you, even though the ma'aseh shchita certainly is. Can you go ahead and perform this act? La'achar zman. You can make a kinyan la'achar zman. I can make a kinyan chal today, I'll make a kinyan which is chal la'achar zman. I'm going to sell you the house today, but you know what, for tax reasons, I want the kinyan to take place, right, at the beginning of next year. Not this year. You can have a kinyan which is la'achar zman. A kinyan which is la'achar zman. Many kinyanim can, some can't, survive time. Can you imagine a shchita l'achar zman? A shchita l'achar zman. A person doesn't act the shchita in the chalos heter achila shebichal in a couple of days. I want to make sure that you don't use this meat now. I need it for my simcha. So you know what? The heter shchita will only be chal next week. So of course that can. That can. So there's no possibility of tanai. There's no possibility of l'achar zman. There's no possibility of shir b'kinyano. There's no possibility of being chozer. You can be chozer. If I control the chalos, there are windows of chazara. No? I can make a kinyan, I can be chozer. The window can be briefs. Most often it's just token at Ibor. But when it comes to something, you've got the bala chalos, chazara. I'm going to be chozer, token Ibor for my shchita. How can that possibly be? No. All these cases. Now, so take a look, Rav Chanan has 8 nafkaminas, right? And the 8th nafkamina Rav Chanan has is Eidus Lakimadavah. This already is Rav Chaim writes. That Rav Chaim, in Perek Dalet of Hilchasim Chalitza. You know why Yibman Chalitza does not require Eidus Lakimadavah? Because you're the Baal HaMaisa, a Maisa Yibman Chalitza, but you are not the Baal HaChalos. The chalos yibum is not nasa ayyadei habaylin. It's not nasa ayyadei habaylin. Yavama yavaleha, and this is what the Torah tells us. So guess what? There's no tnai in yibum. There's no lachar zman in yibum. There's no possibility of shir b'kinyan when it comes to yibum. None of that works. None of that works. Wow. All you're doing is, the maisa and the chalos kicks in by itself. Something which is striking. Rabbi Chanan quotes something pretty like amazing. No, this is what the Tosus and Ksuba stuff. Nun Vav Mad Aleph. Let's assume a person makes an illegitimate tonight. So we assume something really unusual. Really unusual, no? The typical case of an illegitimate tonight is the Mises Kayim and the Tanai's Bata. No? That sounds really unusual, no? For example, God gets married. He doesn't want any of the responsibilities of Ishus. The privilege of Ishus, but no responsibility of Ishus. Now, Aret Mukadeshusli, Amanash, Shein Lachalai, Sher Ksus Fa'ona. Right? I don't want any responsibility of Ishus. Rabbi Meir says, you can't make such a tonight. You can't make such a tonight. No? Can't make such a tonight. What does that mean, you can't make such a tonight? So I would have said, you can't make such a tonight. Zero, no? Get out of here, right? Go back to the dorm. No, you're not married. No. It's unbelievable. The Ishus is chal and the Tanai is batel. If you make an illegitimate Tanai, the Mais is kayim and the Tanai is batel. The Tanai is batel. You know what Tosa says? And who says, Reb Meir? You know why that's so shocking? Because Reb Meir is the one who insists on a Tanai kafel. So you know what the guy said? You know what the guy said? I'm only marrying you if I'm exempt from Shir Kzuzona. And if I'm chayiv in Shir Kzuzona, I'm not marrying you. He had to say, if then, if not, then not. That's Reb Meir Shita. So you know what he said to the guy? You're married, you're chayiv in Shir Kzuzona. Even the guy said explicitly. Like, come on, how does that work? So, you know what the answer is? Tosos writes. No, Tosos writes. But this is what Rabbi Chanan highlights. Because Sher Ksus Va'ona is not something that you control. That is a Shibud HaTorah. The Sher Ksus Va'ona is similar to the Chalos Yibum, Chalos Shchita, Chalitza. That's not something that you control in any shape or form. You have no dominion over that. All you can determine is yes or no, marriage or not. You have certain bailos over one aspect of the chalos of Yishus, but you don't have any bailos over the shivudim of Yishus. Shivudim of Yishus. Wow. That's something which is fascinating, no? Fascinating. So Rochanan writes, quotes a Tosfos and Ezra, Daf Yud Zayin. If a person goes in and says, you know what? Harayat mukadeshus lichutz laploni. Imagine such a thing. No, you're married to me, but for this guy, you're still a pnuyim. Unusual, no? Harayat mukadeshus chutz laploni. Chutz laploni. So guess what? In that case, we say the whole thing's batel. The whole thing's batel. That aspect of the chalos ishus, we're not going to say the ma'is is kain or the tanai is batel. The Shibudim of Yishus. Oh, that Rabbi Chanan writes. That's considered to be a davar which is Bamamela. A davar which is Bamamela. Wow. Let's take a look at that piece, Rabbi Chanan. That's pretty critical. That's why there's no Tanai when it comes to Yibum or Chalitza. Guess what? There's no Shlichus when it comes to Chalitza. There's no Shlichus when it comes... Because Milsa di Yisubi Tanai, Yisubi Shlichus. Bailus. Are you the Bala Chalos? Are you not considered to be the Bala Chalos? That's Tanai. That's considered to be the case of Shlichus. With this background, you understand there's something stunning. No? A woman can appoint a Shliach for Gerushin. How in the world? What Bailus does a woman have in Gerushin? You don't need Dasa Isha when it comes to Gerushin in any shape or form. A get is Balkarcha. It's just a Maisa Nesina, a Nasim Biyada. The get is given Balkarcha. How can you envision Shlichus? What that means, the requirement of Tosus? Kol Kach Biyada. Kol Kach Biyada. Oh, this get. Kol Kach Biyada. What do you mean Kol Kach Biyada? She has no say. How can you envision Shlichus? That Pasha Pshat is the Yisod. Guess what? You need a Gzeres HaKasav. This is not the Shlichus V'chol HaTaraku. And now I'll tell you a further Kiddush. And even once you have the Gzeres HaKasav, but what happens to our foundation? You know what the answer is? Even with the Gzeres HaKasav, it's still not Shlichus V'chol HaTaraku. See, sometimes you can always argue. I would have, could have, should have. This is what I would have said. Oh, but the Torah says, no. So the Torah says, there is shlichus. I'm back to step one. You know what step one is? There's shlichus b'chol ha'Torah kula that includes the Bala and the Isha. No. The Gzeres HaKasav Shilcha means, despite the fact that this is not conformed to any of the Gidrei HaShlichus, nonetheless, there is a different Gidr of shlichus when it comes to a shliach l'kabbalah. Different gedder, that's the chiddush of the Rambam. So I cannot say, even with the Gzeres HaKasav, the shlichus l'kabbalah is hakol shluchus shalom k'mosav. Here, there are completely different dinim between a shliach halach and a shliach l'kabbalah, And the Rambam writes that the reason I'm telling you that shlichus does not require eidus l'kiyum hadavar is because this is like shumas and raisos, ba'kol shulchan shel hamosa, that can never be said of shlichus l'kabbalah. Oh, and in such a case, it's not a stir whatsoever. Here, the Rambam argues the following. Listen to this formulation. That a get can be chal if the get is given liyad ha'isha, or a get can be chal if it's given lidas ha'isha. Liyad ha'isha means anasa biyada. B'shilcha means lidas ha'isha. Lidas ha'isha. Because the woman has empowered her to go in to accept the get on her behalf. Oh. Yadi Isha, Ladasa Isha, that requires Eidus L'kiyum. Wow, that's the Chiddush of the Rambam Shita.
Rabbi, what if someone plants two seeds on Shabbos with witnesses?
Good,
now,
no problem.
I get my buddy and say, I'm sorry what I did. I want you to take the seeds out tomorrow.
Yes.
And have two witnesses for that. What would Rabbi Chanan say on that?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. It's a good question.
You know,
like the Rosh Hashanah of
Ayingim.
Rosh Hashanah of Yerushalmi, the Gleitam, Malach of Zareya. Right, that's heavy. A Malach HaLa'achazma. Malach HaMa'achazma. Hashrasha never takes place on Shabbos.
Right, so it's fucking.
So how do you know that that's relevant? That's relevant. The Gleitam writes the following. A person puts something in the oven right, on Shabbos and it bakes after Shabbos. You're putting. No? A person puts a seed in the ground and it germinates after Shabbos. For that, you're chai. What's the status of Malach, which is La'achar Zma? And does it help to uproot? Does it help to go ahead and to uproot? Samar Malcolm, take a look. The Shah Shabbos Zafayim Gilomarev. Good. The following now, the second half. Whoa. Intermission? No, second half. What about Kedushin? If the Rambam only said this about Gerushin, okay, this is more than cool. No? Whoa, okay. Two Gedrei Shlichus, Gzeira Sakasu, everything's great. Yeah, but we just saw the Rambam, no? Third Gimel Fochasishus. That Shlichus of the Isha for Kedushin requires Eidus L'kiyum Hadavar. And if the Rambam would only say this about Gerushin, okay, I'm good to go. Yamamash Atosa Sarash, beautiful. Now, Kokach Biyada, Kokach Biyada, Kokach Ina Biyada. She has no control whatsoever. Mamash Bokarcha. This is a different gedder of Shlichus entirely. Shlichus LaKabbalah. What about when it comes to Kedushin? When was the last time you married a woman Bokarcha? No? You can marry one Bakarachos? Of course not. Kedushin requires the Dasa Ish. Kedushin requires the Dasa Ish. So, wouldn't I argue that, I get, but Kedushin, that's Shlichus B'chol HaTorah Kula. Whether it's the Shlichus of the Bala, whether it's Shlichus of Isha. So you see, according to the Rambam, no. That this is not only true of Gerushin, it's even true when it comes to Kedushin. Wow. So how does that work exactly? You really need to say that there's something unusual about the shlichus of Kedushin? The shlichus of Kedushin for the Isha is not shlichus b'chol HaTorah Kula. But just like she can do this herself, she can do so either shliach. So I guess you have to say, of course not. Mufurish in the Rambam. It is the kimadavar for mina shlichus. But only for her, not for him. So I guess you have to assume, interesting Kiddush, that this is even true when it comes to Kiddush. That there's a fundamentally different role between the Baal and Isha in Kiddushin. You know, maybe I would have started as follows. And you know what? That every Kenyan has two parties. There's a Kohen and there's a Makneh. There's a Kohen and there's a Makneh. No? Someone who surrenders and someone who acquires. Someone who gives and someone who receives. So, that's true of Kedushin also. Right? The Baal is Kohen, the Isha is the Makneh. No? Is that really true? What is true of Mekach HaMemka is true of Kedushin. Mekach HaMemka requires das kone, das makne. So guess what? Kedushin requires das kone, das makne. Wow, wow. That's like pretty heavy. I'll tell you a stunning kash of the Noda Yehuda. It can't be right. But a stunning kash of the Noda Yehuda. Evan Ezer, Madura Tinyana, Simin, Nundalid. Nundalid. Let's assume, for example, you have a child, and I want to give something to a child. I want to give something to a child. So you know what Tosfos writes? If a gadol gives something to a child, it belongs to the child min haTorah. It belongs to a child min haTorah. This is not a Gemara. This is Tosfos. A chiddush in Tosfos in the Sanhedrin of Samach Esam Abeis. You know what that chiddush of Tosfos is called? Das Acheres Makne. Das Acheres Makne. It's not found in Shas. But a chiddush of Tosfos, we're like conditioned, no? It's a Tosfos. Das Acheres Makne. Meaning, if you have Das Makne, you don't need Das Kone. So you know what? A katan can't be Zochem in a Hefker. He picks up something on the street, it's not his, he doesn't have any Das Kinyan. But guess what? If a Gadol is Makne something to a katan, whoa, so therefore, we're good to go. That object belongs to the Katan min haTorah. That's the Machaber, now in Hilchos Lulav. No, in Tov Reish Aleph, no? That be careful giving your Dalaminim to this child because you give it to him, it's his min haTorah.
Right.
And he gives it back to you, it's still his. It's still his.
Right.
He can go ahead and be Kona, but he can't be Makne. So what are you going to do tomorrow? No? You can't be Otsi with that tomorrow. And Tov Sheni, you need Lachem. It's not yours, it's the Katan's. No? That's what the Machaber writes. Don't give it to the child. And that's a really heavy machlokas. Now, Magen Avraham, Mishnah Berurah, machlokas, the Rav and the Rosh. Can I be Yotze Chinuch by not giving it to the child? It's not Lachem. It's not Lachem. No? So I'm giving it to the child, having in mind that it's not his. If it's not his, he can't be Yotze. That's like a fasting. Can I be Yotze my mitzvah of Chinuch by giving it to him in a way that he's not going to be Yotze? He'll shake it and do all the fancy things. No, but technically speaking, it's not his. That's a heavy machlokas, the Ravan and the Rush. The Ravan and the Rush. Wow. Machlokas to Mishnah Berurah, Magen Avraham. With all my sons, we bought them Dalad Minim. No, and not Chinuch says. And not the lemons. No. Dalad Minim. You know, Dalad Minim. You know, that's because I'm salaried so high, so I could, okay, good. But like, you know, like, yeah, a little Chinuch, what, you know, a lemon. And a behechsha gamar kagadol. They all have their own. They all that, of course.
This expression lemon came from that. We
could
buy
be
a car with a lemon.
Right.
And it came from that.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. there's a Bikur Yaakov ready for this. Wow, Matt Simon. Can you be masnan sveika dioma for lachem? Wow, that's like a harifus, no? A harifus. Wow. Masnan sveika dioma. If the first day of Yantif is Yantif, then I'm giving it to the Katan, but then I don't need Lachem tomorrow. And if tomorrow really is the first day of Yantif, then today is not, so I don't need Lachem to give it to my Katan. No? Being Masnan Sveik, like Erev Tavshilin, for the Chinuch of Lachem. Right? So it's interesting because your child is going to walk away from that thoroughly confused, you know, for the sake of Chinuch. You know, it's does that work? Does that work? You know, I walk away thoroughly confused, like shirt calling, like thoroughly confused. You know, so what do you do?
The child grows up, you'll go to your shir.
That's right. Yeah. So that's the harifus of the Aruch Hanim. But it, so you give something too. You give something too. Wow. Adas acheres makne. So the Nebuchadnezzar just writes, it's like Kapula Balma, fascinating question. So why can't a katan be Makadish Gdola? Because Das Acheres Makne. Like that's the Nebuchadnezzar discussion, no? If that's what Ishus is, Das Kone, Das Makne, the Baal is Kone, the woman is Makne. So what do you mean if you have a Makne, you don't need a Kone? But that sounds crazy, no? That you can have like a Das Acheres Makne in Kedushin. So I understand, a 9-year-old boy can't marry a 9-year-old girl, but you know what? She's already sophisticated, so she's 12 and he's 10. No problem. Das Acheres Makne, and the Kedushin should be Chal. Obviously not. But why obviously not? That's a fascinating issue. Like, what is the role of the Ish and the Ish when it comes to Kedushin? Is that just Das Kone? And is that Das Makne? It's a fascinating deal, And it's not so simple. You know, when you learn Kedushin HaBeis and Aleph, the Gemara says something that sounds really unusual. No, but it starts like kind of, you know? Why is the Masech that to say Ha'ish Niknis? Why can't it say Ha'ish Konen? So the Gemara just likes a passing line. E Tana Ha'ish Konen. How have I been feel about Karcha? You know, you would have thought you can bring a woman against your will. It sounds so unusual, no? It sounds so unusual. You're like, really? You know, like, if the Mishnah would have said Ha'ish Konen, I would think that, can you make any Kinyan Bal Karcha? Like, any Kinyan Bal Karcha? Isn't it like part of the ABCs, know, that you need Das Ha'isha for Kedushin? Das Ha'isha when it comes to Kedushin. If I ask you, how do you know you need Das Ha'isha when it comes to Kedushin? I'll tell you two fascinating Rashis. There's a Rashi in Kedushin. Daf Mem Dal Amar Aleph. You have to see exactly what Rashi means. Rashi says Das Matne. Here's such a thing. Rashi writes Das Matne. That's like pretty unbelievable. No? Of course you need the Das Ha'isha. How can she give herself over? How can I give you a chayfetz without my Das? Wow. Rashi says the words, Das Matne. And Rashi Yevamos and Daf Yutes writes something very different. You know how you know you need Das Ha'isha? Oh, because the Pasuk says, because of Sefer Krisos, V'holcha v'haysa l'ishacher. And she goes and marries. She goes and marries. That means an initiative, no? That means Das Ha'isha. It's like fascinating, no? Rashi has two different makoros. For the need for Das Ha'isha. Either like the Das Makne, or V'holcha v'haysa l'ishacher. What exactly is the role? What exactly is the role of the Das Ha'isha, when it comes to Kedushin? I guess one thing you see from this Rambam is that it's not the same.
That's how we learn that you have to ask the woman.
To an extent, yeah.
That's what I remember.
So, what is the role of the woman? What is the role of the Das Ha'isha? So, one of the most known marmakomos regarding the Das Ha'isha, right, the background is a little bit technical, we'll go through it, right, is what you call, Ran in the Daram Daf Mamad Amadal. Now, the Chiddush of the Ran, where the Ran points out that there's more than meets the eye to the Das Ha'isha when it comes to Kedusha. Ran in the Daram Daf Mamad Amadal. Ran in the Daram Daf Mamad Amadal. Okay. So, the background to this Chiddush of the Ran. There is a Mishnah in the Daram Daf Chav Ches Amadal. Nothing to do with cases of issues, but the following. A person has netios, right? Things, saplings. And he says the following, that, you know, hanetios hololu karban, right? I'm giving this to the Beis HaMikdash. I'm makdish, these netios. I'm makdish this object. And she cuts it. I makdish this until it is cut. But right now it's attached to the ground. I am makdish this, and she cuts it, until it is severed from the ground. So the Mishnah says the following, that ein lahem pidyon. Ein lahem pidyon. There's no pidyon. Right? Normally, if you're makdish something, it's berak habayis. This object belongs to Hekdish. I have a right to be poder. No? I have a right to be poder. Right now it's Mamon Hekdish. So guess what? You can go ahead and buy it back. We pointed out not so long ago, no? Rashi writes the whole source of most konos is Pidyon Hekdish. You buy back something from Hekdish. So normally I'm Makdish something. I have a right to buy it back from Hekdish and it's Yotzei L'Chulin. But if I say, this will be Kodesh until it is cut, so then Ein Lahem Pidyon. The Gemara is really bothered by this. No. Why can't she be poda? Good. This is Hekdish. Why can't she be poda? I'm Makdish the table. I can be poda the table. You're Makdish the car. Be poda the car. You're Makdish Natios. Be poda the Natios. Oh, so Rapada says the following. Yeah, technically Pidyon works. It's Kedusha's Damim. Technically Pidyon works. But But you ready for this? Chozros v'kodshos. Chodros v'kodshos. Guess what? The hektish works, but instantaneously, it becomes hektish again. I said, this will be kodesh until it is severed from the ground. Kol zman that is attached to the ground, it's like a perpetual hakdasha. Chozros v'kodshos. So good. As far as the kedusha is concerned, I can be poder. Once it becomes chulin, guess what? The hakdasha reinstates itself. Wow. That's the chiddush of this Mishnah. That's what Bar Pada says. No? Pida'on. Chozros v'kodshos. Chozros v'kodshos. Wow. So that's exactly the chiddush. Oh, now the Gemara says the following. Lama Ramar Aleph. If that really is true, what would you say about this case? The Gemara says, according to this Biur of the Mishnah, Bar Pada, that there's a Hagdara of Chozros V'Kodshos, it's a perpetual reinstatement of the Hekdesh. What about this? Bar Oshia, Hanosein Shtei Prutos Le'isha. Right? He gives his wife two Prutos. He says the following. The first Prut is for Kesef Kedusha. But you know me, I'm impulsive, I have a crazy temper. Now, I'm probably going to end up divorcing you tomorrow. No? Say, you know what? I'm giving you another prut. You know what that prut is? Hiskad shli la'achar sha'agar sheikh. No? So, you know what? Here, I'm giving you a whole sum of money. Here's 100 prutas. No? You know what? That one is chal for now, and another is going to be chal when I divorce you. Is that good? So the Gemara says, yeah, tishur, according to Rapada, it's good. You can have, just like a perpetual hakdasha, you can have chozros v'kodshos when it comes to kedushin as well. Kedushin as well. Wow, that's what the Gemara says. The Darm Daf Lamed Amar Aleph, the top line. Tisho, the Bay Boshia, Hanosin Shtei Prutos Leisha. So Rabbi Yochanan says, what in the world? How can you compare these cases? How can you compare these cases? But what exactly does the Gemara mean, though? Rabbi Yochanan says the following. Let's assume a person is makdish these netiyos, and he's poder. Oh, so that's exactly what Bapada says. If he says it will be kodesh until it is served from the ground, chozos v'kodshos. Let's assume, for example, he's makdish this netiyah. Good? And guess what? Someone else was poder. Padu acherim. Someone else gave, heck, there's $100, and now the tears form. You're going to say, Chodros v'kodshos? Chodros v'kodshos? It's not his anymore. You know, if I was told that it's mine, and now maybe I can argue, now it's new Hakdasha, because I said that I want to be Makdenship, Kol Zman, that it is connected to the ground. Let's assume Pida'u Acherin, that I was Makdish this plant, and someone else beat me to it. He was poder. It's Yotzei the Chulin. You're going to say Chozros v'Kodshos? Or Chozros v'Kodshos? He was Makdish. He has right to Makdish it. And in Makdish Dover Shino Shalom, it's not his. I was poder. The object is mine. So the only time you can say Chozros v'Kodshos is when Pida'u, who? If he's the one who's poder. So the object still remains in my Rishus. Oh, so you know what? Chozos v'kodshos. But obviously not in Pidu Acherim. Pidu Acherim ain't chozos v'kodshos. Ain't chozos v'kodshos. Make sense, no? Okay, good. Now the punchline of the Gemara, right? These four words are not clear. The Gemara says, V'isha? Kedushin. Ke Pida'uhu Acherim Damiya. That's comparable to the case of Pidu Acherim, where there's no halacha of Chozros v'Kodshos. Isha kipidu acherim. Isha kipidu acherim. That's the difficult line in the Gemara. Now, well, the only time you can entertain Chozros v'Kodshos, it means that, you know what, that you had bailus throughout. But if a third party would intervene, obviously not chozros v'kodshos. Good, makes sense. But now what? And ishus. Ishus is like intervention of a third party. Ishus is like intervention of a third party. Just like it doesn't become hektish again if someone else was poda, the marriage doesn't reinstate itself. Lachar gerushin. So that's what the Ran is bothered by. No, not such a kasha. Just simply what does the Gemara mean? What does the Gemara mean? That Ishus is kimo pidauhu acherim. The Ran writes just simply vakashali. Adrabah, why not say the opposite? Isha is kipida'an hu damya. No? What does pidauhu mean? There's party one, there's party two, there's party three. No? There's me, there's Hektish, and there's this other guy who was poded. Pidauhu means you have three players. You have three players. No? One, two, three. Who in the world are the three players here? It's just the two of us, no? It's the Baal and the Isha. The Baal and the Isha. Are they married? Are they divorced? Are they married? Are they divorced? Where is there a third party? Where is there a third party? They're not just bothered by the simple pshat in the Gemara. Bekoshali. And Isha is Pida'an Hu Damya. Where in the world is the third party? Where in the world is the third party? You really mean that? Look, there's a third party that's involved. There's a third party that's involved. Who's the third party? The Shviger. Who's the third party? Who got involved? No? Who got involved in this divorce? No? But who al pidin is the third party? No? That's like kind of stunning. No? So take a look. Take a look at this Ran. The Ran's Chiddush is, you know what? You see from here that Ishus is not just Das Kone Das Matne. When I buy something from you, or I sell something to you, it's just me and you, it's me and you. That's not true when it comes to Ishus. That's not true when it comes to Ishus. Ishus cannot be that I'm the buyer, you're the seller. I'm the provider, you're the recipient. Why not? Because the Pasuk says, Kikach. And Kikach means, Kikach v'lo kisikach, v'lo kisilakach. We would not allow the woman to be the supplier, the provider, the makne. After all, if she even says, Amrahi, it's no good. So you have to introduce another variable in Kedushin. And that is what the Gemara says is, Kipetoa Cherem Dami. Oh, so take a look at this. Take a look at this now. So I have to pick up with this Ran, Laman Amar Aleph, then take it to Avram Iluim, Simen Chav Zayin. No? Avram Iluim writes in Simen Chav Zayin, Sif Beis, that this Ran is like a yesod, of how Ishus functions. Why in the world the Gemara thinks is considered to be Kipado Acherim Damya? There's another force. It's not the typical Bailus of Das Makne. Wow. That's kind of going to help us, no? It's not the typical Bailus of Das Makne. Not the typical Bailus that would lend itself to Shlichus v'chol ha-Torah, even when it comes to cases of Kedusha. Okay, so I have to take a look at the Bisran Lamadam.